This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour report recorded on Monday, November 29th, 2021. I'm Mark Belanger. November 29th is the International Day of Solidarity with the Palestinian people. It's a day when labor unions around the world show their support for justice and democracy in Palestine. The latest show of support came recently when Israel designated six Palestinian human rights groups as terrorist organizations. I talked to Stephen Cotton about the situation. Mr. Cotton is the General Secretary of the International Transport Workers Federation, the ITF, and currently the Chair of the Council of Global Unions. The Council consists of the nine global unions plus the International Trade Union Confederation. The ITUC is the organization which represents national union centers, such as the Ghana Trades Union Congress, at the world level. I asked Mr. Cotton about the Council's and the ITF's reaction to the Israeli action against Palestinian human rights groups.
The ITF has been working with Palestinian workers on the ground, and many of our members of the global union federations have got active workers and projects on the ground. And some of the developments over the last period of time has meant that a number of human rights groups have been declared as terrorist organizations. And together with Sharon Burrows, the ITUC General Secretary, we're gravely concerned. Many of these groups have been doing vital work in protecting the rights of Palestinians and doing such fundamental things as asking for transparency and accountability, in particular in Israel's occupation of Palestine. Our concern is particularly the growing expansion in the occupied territories. And we've been very vocal in the past, all of us, about asking the Israeli authorities to reverse those designations. So I think for us, we're quite concerned. And the criticism we're applying to the Israeli government, this seems to be to counter it by calling a number of groups that are literally trying to help the Palestinians' recovery from the last episode. We hear that there's more than 4,000 new houses in what we would describe as the illegal settlements inside Palestine that has even been criticised by Israel's closest national governmental allies. So for us, Mark, it's a big, big problem. You know, right now, in the middle of the fact we've all been dealing with the COVID pandemic, we hope this doesn't continue to happen, and the fact that the abuses of the expansion are going to be missed by the world's media, and hence our concern and our determination to highlight the challenge that is happening for both the Israeli to the Palestinian people at the hands of the Israeli government.
What happens to the groups which have been designated by Israel as terrorist organizations? Do they have to shut down their activities?
We're working closely with ITUC to monitor what's happening on the ground. We were all party to some relief initiatives after the last round of actions by the Israeli government to make sure that the very substance of humanity, food, water, healthcare could be in place. So at the moment we're monitoring to see what happens. I haven't got the latest position about whether they've gone into hiding, but we will do everything in our power to make sure that they can not be victimized as a result of this declaration.
Israel's announcement about these groups came at about the same time as other action related to the settlements in the occupied territories. Tell us what's happening. Is this related somehow?
We believe that there's no coincidence. As I said, we're very concerned about more and more new settlements in the occupied territories, which, as we know, was declared not to happen by the UN. So we are very worried that this action is part of a concerted effort to wreck the two-state solution, where we are supporting and hoping to build an international coalition behind Palestine and Israel coexisting as sovereign states.
And that's it. Labor news you can use. You can listen to our daily newscasts and features at radiolabor.net. I'm Mark Belanger. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.